Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this has been 20 years in the making for me, so it means everything.
America has voted. The AGT champion and the winner of $1 million is Jessica Sanchez!
Jessica Sanchez and Baby Almost Here.
Jessica Sanchez won America's Got Talent on Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a huge story in Southern California. And many of you probably are more educated about Jessica Sanchez than we are. But if you're not, Chula Vista native, Jessica Sanchez was on the first season of America's Got Talent 20 seasons ago.
Wow, isn't that crazy to think?
Right, as yet then a young teenager. She did fine.
Mm-hmm.
She then auditioned and got on to American Idol. I believe that was season 11 where she finished runner-up. And that was years and years and years and years ago, more than 10 years ago. This year, Jessica Sanchez tries to do it again. This time she's married, baby on the way, and we're talking like literally any second. In fact, she might be a mom right now.
She could be happening right now for sure.
And came back for the 20th season of AGT, which this just was, and won the whole damn
thing. Good for her. Yay,
congratulations.
Jessica.
Now, she was amazing, mm-hmm. and she killed it. And I kind of wondered, how do you get that vocal strength with a human being inside you?
But think how strong her voice is going to be when that baby's not there.
Oh,
if it's
man.
Strong now, woo!
Well, congratulations to Chula Vista's own Jessica Sanchez. It's been a long time coming, but you've done it. You are a champion this time of America's Got Talent. 833-287-1037. We want you to come on right now, take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so we can get you and your family to Legoland. A family four-pack just by taking on Tam. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
What do Brooks and Dunn, the band Journey, and Ludacris have in common? Seemingly not connected in any way, shape, or form, but they are.
Come on.
They are all performing at Stagecoach 2026. This lineup is so cool. If you can't find something you don't love at Stagecoach, then you just don't love music.
Yeah, you're kind of a drag if that's the case. So you got Cody Johnson, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone as your headliners, but so many more as you can imagine. Bailey Zimmerman coming back. Ella Langley, who's red hot. Little Big Town coming back. Warren Zeiders coming back. Brooks and Dunn. Oh my God, of course Brooks mm-hmm. and Dunn. But if you're a fan of 90s rock, like The Counting Crows, The Wallflowers, Bush, Third Eye Blind, if you're going into the early 2000s of rock, mm-hmm. or maybe you want classic rock, one of the best and biggest and most successful classic rock bands of all time is going to be there as well. Can I just say three words?
Sure.
Don't stop believing. Journey's playing Stagecoach this year.
We have Hootie and the Blowfish. There are so many different styles, and even earlier country too, like 90s country. Wynonna Judd is going to be there. And if you've never seen Wynonna Judd perform, you have totally missed out. Every time she sings her song, Only Love, she brings me to tears. Every time. She's so good. She's so amazing.
Now, we've got some really, really good news about Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
Couple pieces of good news. First of all, tickets go on sale next week. But better news for you is that nobody has more tickets to give away than San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON. And best news for you, Monday at 7:30, we start giving you tickets.
KSON's Stagecoach Sneaky Sound for your chance to win tickets to Stagecoach. It's going to be fantastic, and we want you to be a part of it. So make sure you're listening Monday morning, first chance, 7:30.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Leanna, who's in Lakeside. What's going on, Leanna?
Just going to work.
All right. Well, do me a favor as you're doing that. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Ma'am, Tam.
All right. Good luck.
Leanna, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. Also, want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Leanna?
All right.
Fox announced yesterday they are rebooting a new version of this lifeguard TV show that once starred David Hasselhoff and Pam Anderson. What is it?
Baywatch.
The creator and star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Nia Vardalos, had a birthday this week. In that legendary movie, Nia plays Tula, the daughter in a very Greek family, where her father believes this cleaning product has medicinal properties and applied it to everything from warts to pimples. What was it?
No clue. Lysol.
A source claims that the viral couple who were caught on the Coldplay Jumbotron are just friends. Quote, they had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. The lead singer of Coldplay is Chris Martin, who is married and has children with this Oscar-winning actress and founder of the self-help website Goop. Who is she?
Oh my gosh, no idea. Jennifer Aniston.
Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay's mansion was the target of a swatting incident on Monday evening. Is Gordon Ramsay's most established famous restaurant Gordon Ramsay's Burger, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, or Restaurant Gordon Ramsay?
Hell's Kitchen.
And finally, a list of heartthrob actors who gave fans the ick after playing an evil character includes Alexander Skarsgård as an abusive husband on Big Little Lies. Alexander made hearts swoon as the vampire Eric Northman on what HBO drama?
True Blood.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Leanna, what you got going on today?
Just gonna work.
And what do you do?
I work for a law firm.
Oh, all right. Very nice. Leanna works for a San Diego law firm and did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Fox announced yesterday they are rebooting a new version of this lifeguard show that once starred David Hasselhoff and Pam Anderson. What is it?
Baywatch.
All right. Do we need that?
I don't know.
1-1. Leanna knew that. The creator and star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Nia Vardalos, had a birthday this week. In that legendary movie, Nia plays Tula, the daughter in a very Greek family, where her father believes this cleaning product has medicinal properties and apply it to everything from warts to pimples. What is it?
Windex.
Windex. That's a solid, solid movie. 2-1, Tammy. A source claims that the viral couple who were caught on the Coldplay Jumbotron are just friends. Quote, they had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. Okay. The lead singer of Coldplay is Chris Martin, who was married and has children with this Oscar-winning actress and founder of the self-help website Goop. Who is she?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Leanna said Jennifer Aniston, 3-1 Tam. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay's Bel Air mansion was the target of a swatting incident on Monday evening. Is Gordon Ramsay's most established famous restaurant Gordon Ramsay's Burger, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, or Restaurant Gordon Ramsay?
Hell's Kitchen?
Hell's Kitchen is most known, I imagine, because of the TV show. Mm-hmm. But Gordon's most established famous restaurant is Restaurant Gordon Ramsay in Chelsea, England, that has not one, not two, but 3 Michelin stars.
Nice.
So now it is still 3-1, Tammy. And finally, a list of heartthrob actors who gave fans the ick after playing an evil character includes Alexander Skarsgård as an abusive husband on Big Little Lies. Oh, he was horrible on that show.
Was.
Alexander made hearts swoon as the vampire Eric Northman on what HBO drama?
True Blood?
True Blood is right. Leanna knew that. So today we finished with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Leanna, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you for playing along.
You have 4 tickets now to enjoy your inner monster at Legoland California Resort.
That's awesome. I've been wanting to go.
Leanna, you are going. Congratulations on that. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Leanna in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that's come up before, but it's been coming up quite recently in my life, so I'm going to reiterate it again. Unpopular opinion, I'm sure. I believe destination weddings are selfish.
Wow. That's pretty harsh.
Forgive me if you had a marvelous destination wedding. I don't mean to call you selfish.
But you just did.
It's expensive enough. Remember when Jessica, weren't you telling a story about standing up in a wedding cost you damn near $2,000?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, and it wasn't anywhere exotic. It was Lake Tahoe, but it's still, between everything, the bridal shower and all of it, bachelorette party, I ended up spending over $2,000 on that one wedding.
So listen, I get it. There are some people that plan their wedding their entire life. Hey, guess what? I'd love you to be in my wedding. It's going to be in Russia because my great-great-great aunt is from there once. She loves borscht, so we're getting the beets flown in.
Okay, now you're kind of mocking it. I mean, there's reasons why people pick destinations, but I want to know if you feel the same way John does. 833-287-1037. He says destination weddings are selfish.
I can't be alone in that. Okay, Brad, destination weddings, selfish or lighten up, John?
Honestly, it depends on the family and the friends they have around them and their financial situation. It is a bit selfish for the standard person if somebody travel somewhere and pay to stay to attend the wedding.
So what Brad's trying to say is totally selfish.
No, he's not. No, he's just saying it depends on your family. If you're in a situation where you know you have family members, do you know they can't go? I mean, you feel free to go do your wedding, but know that they're not going to be able to be there.
833-287-1037. Yes, I know weddings should be whatever you want them to be. It's your day. But don't you think destination weddings can be a tad selfish?
Haley, do you think destination weddings are completely selfish like John feels, or do you have a different take?
They're completely selfish, and I was planning mine for a completely selfish reason.
I love how honest you are, Haley. Go ahead.
So I don't get along with my in-laws, and my husband doesn't get along with his parents, so we were planning a destination wedding so that they couldn't go.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, it sucks to have to say that, but at least you guys know it.
We ended up getting married on the beach in Coronado, but we were originally planning to get married on the beaches in the Caribbean.
Is anyone getting along yet?
No.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, good thing you don't have to bring in-laws when you go on a honeymoon, right?
Exactly.
Enzo's in Sabre Springs. Enzo, destination weddings, are they selfish?
No, they're not. Like you said, people have planned their weddings their entire life. If they want to have a destination wedding, you know, God bless them. They have the means to do it. God bless them. But on the flip side, don't get pissed off at people if others say, hey, I can't afford it, or hey, I just don't want to.
And I totally agree with you. I want to say, I think that blanket term, it's selfish, is what I have a problem with. Because we've heard callers who did it purposely because they didn't want people who were negative at their wedding.
Okay. I will rephrase my sentence.
All
then,
right,
okay?
Thank you. All right.
I liked what Enzo said.
Yeah,
if you got the means, go for it. But don't be PO'd if somebody can't do it, because that's your call, not theirs. There you go, yeah, Enzo. 100%. I bet you have a happy, successful relationship, don't you?
Fantastic.
You see? That's why.
27 years.
I got to be more like Enzo.
27 years. That's amazing.
That is beautiful.
Congratulations,
pal.
Enzo. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, guys. Love your show.
Don't get me wrong. I love love. I love romance. I love weddings. Mm-hmm. But I think destination weddings, selfish might be harsh. are more suited for the bride and groom than their guests that they are insisting come to this destination wedding. And the reason I'm bringing this up is every time my girlfriend Sam, who I live with and who I'm very committed to, whenever we go on a vacation with other members of my family, they're always trying to get us to get married at that location.
Yes.
When we were in New York over the summer, are we going to get married this weekend? Mm-hmm. When we were in Cabo, all my cousins, this is the perfect place to do it. And I'm
sure.
Like, no. First of all, my girlfriend's got a family. Uh-huh. They're not here. And it's selfish to say to people, hey, I'm going to get married and I want you to be there and celebrate this with us. Here's what's going to cost you to fly across the world because that's where we want to go.
So you would say destination weddings are selfish. That's your statement.
Okay.
Vanessa is in Mira Mesa. Vanessa, what is your take? Destination weddings completely selfish like John thinks? Or what's your opinion?
I'm having a destination wedding because my fiance is from England. And we think it's selfish to send one side of the family across the pond. So we're going to both have an option and everyone can come if they want. We're meeting halfway. We're going to Cancun. So it's a cheaper.
Because his family's in England. Her family is here.
It.
They didn't want to make one pick over the other.
Gotcha. So you are doing, okay, there you go. A total destination wedding. And everyone's cool with that?
I mean, if they're not, they don't have to go.
Will you have a problem if they say we can't fit it into our budget, we can't go?
There have been a couple of people that already told me that, so it's a little disappointing, but it is what it is. I understand, especially with COVID and everything going on.
Thanks, Vanessa. Take care.
No worries.
Best of luck with your wedding.
Thanks.
Sam's in Sorrento Valley. Sam, destination wedding, selfish or what?
I kind of have to agree that they're a little bit selfish. I had a cousin that got married in Vegas, which, you know, living in San Diego isn't a big deal, but all of my family is from Indiana. And I was the only, me and my fiance were the only two people that showed up from our half of the family.
Yeah, I mean, that's the risk that you take. Some people can do it, other people can't, and you can't be offended if they can't. You're the one that chose a different place than was convenient for everybody. So you got to deal with it.
Right.
All right, Cole's in Lakeside. Cole, go ahead. Destination wedding, selfish, or is John being too harsh?
I think it's selfish if they don't pay for your flight or whatever. Like, if you have to pay for it, I think it's a little bit selfish.
Well, okay, maybe I should rephrase then. If you're going to pay for my vacation, oh, let's go have a destination wedding. I'm good. But it better be paid for. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I can't think of many jobs and careers that aren't going to be affected, if not threatened, by artificial intelligence, AI.
AI can't be a plumber. AI can't be an electrician. There's that to think about.
Yeah. By the way, get into the trades.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, they do pay really well. It's a great way to go. And you don't need a ton of college debt to do that. The biggest threat right now, I think, with AI is video and audio and artists and creators.
Case in point, there's an AI artist named Xenia Monet. Xenia Monet doesn't exist. She is a made-up name by artificial intelligence. Well, Xenia Monet just signed a $3 million record deal.
So now, how does an AI get a record deal? Well, there is a person behind it. Her name is Talisha Jones. She writes the lyrics, but she utilizes AI to turn them into produced songs. So here's an example. 'Cause daddy never gave me that love one-on-one, so I mistook less for the real one.
When daddy never showed me what. That is not a real singer. That is not a human singer. That is not a human band. That is AI using lyrics that Talisha Jones wrote.
It sounds like, you know, a song that you'd hear on any pop station. It's kind of weird. And is there, if it's not infringing on another artist, I don't see it being a problem per se.
It's just weird. That's the problem. People go to music school. They learn their whole lives. They train. They practice. I brought that up because I write Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge every night, you know, for the next day's show. And it was suggested to me, why don't you just use AI to write those questions? I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. So I just went on and I said, write me 5 pop culture Hollywood questions.
Yeah.
And they did. It did whatever did.
Yeah.
I don't know what glitch happened. I don't know where they were, where it was or they were or whatever the hell I'm talking about. It scares me. Mm. We're looking, but they had wrong information.
Four of them were completely...
Yeah, they were just wrong. And I was relieved, meaning, yay, thankfully, I still have a meaning. I still have a purpose at this job. A computer can't do it for me yet.
Well, if you ever Google something and then the first thing that pops up is the AI overview. There's a lot of things that are wrong in those. For instance, we had looked up an artist and it put this artist in some other situation in another state that had nothing to do with him. They just had the same name. And AI didn't realize that and lumps them all together.
Well, it doesn't really matter what we feel about it. It's happening. And just ask Xenia Monet. Oh, you can't ask her. She's not a real person. But she got a $3 million deal for her music.
I guess good for Talisha Jones, the one who writes it, I guess.
I'm so confused.
I know,
who gets paid? I don't even know what's happening. Are we real? What's happening?
You know what? Maybe we can pay you.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Ashley in El Cajon. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm really well. I appreciate you asking. Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, go get a coffee.
All right. Good luck.
Ashley, five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
The Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because the singer didn't like it. Who sang it?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea.
My Heart Will Go On, Titanic.
I know. This was a song. We did 4-H. We used to sing this song before the animals got butchered.
You sang the song before the animals got butchered, and yet you can't remember who sings it. Okay, that's a first. Let's move on. A list of heartthrob actors who gave fans the ick after playing an evil character includes Charlie Hunnam as notorious serial killer Ed Gein. Charlie is best known for playing Jax Teller, the vice president of a biker gang on what TV show?
Biker gang TV show. Gosh, I'm terrible at these questions. We don't watch TV.
We'll move on. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay's L.A. home was swatted on Monday, but police did not find Ramsay in his home. What is Gordon's flagship and longest-running TV program?
Top Chef.
Muppet creator Jim Henson would have celebrated a birthday this week. Which Muppet considered himself to be a stand-up comic?
We'll go with Kermit the Frog.
Finally, 18 years ago this week, The Big Bang Theory debuted. Which university does the cast of The Big Bang Theory work for?
Harvard.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Ashley, let's focus on the positive this morning. What are you doing today? Anything good?
I am prepping our mobile grooming trailer so my employees can take off on time this morning and enjoy a nice, perfectly clean smelling trailer.
Well, you got things to do then. Let's move things on, Tammy, and not focus on the fact that very busy Ashley got 0 for 5 today.
Oh, woohoo! I know a lot of things about animals. When it comes to pop culture, no clue.
Good to know next time. I'll make it an all-animal College of Hollywood knowledge. Tammy, the Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because the singer didn't like it. Who sang it?
Celine Dion.
Yes, Ashley.
That's who it is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yep.
I bet Celine's pretty glad she changed her mind on that one, huh?
At least her bank account is.
Good God. One of the biggest songs in the history of the world. 1-0. A list of heartthrob actors who gave fans the ick after playing an evil character includes Charlie Hunnam as notorious serial killer Ed Gein. Charlie's best known for playing Jax Teller, the vice president of a biker gang, on what TV show?
What was that one called? It was on FX. I'm so mad at myself. I know the show and I can't pull it.
Sons of Anarchy. All right. So it's still 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay's L.A. home was swatted on Monday, but police found nothing in his home. So that means somebody fake called the cops saying something was going on. And in this case, they said that Gordon killed somebody in his house.
Yeah, it's so terrible and it's so dangerous. And people have gotten hurt or killed because of situations like
that. It was a prank. quote unquote. Gordon wasn't there, but his staff was, and they were freaked out. What is Gordon's flagship and longest running TV program?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. Ashley went with Top Chef. I know.
I even watch it. I love that guy.
Ashley, I don't know what to do with you. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what to do with you.
You can yell at her like Gordon Ramsay does.
I can never yell. I can never yell at sweet Ashley. I can help. I'll give you the answers next time. All right, 3-0. Yeah. Tammy, Muppet creator Jim Henson would have celebrated a birthday this week. Which Muppet considered himself to be a stand-up comic?
Fozzie Bear, waka waka.
It's the worst imitation ever. Can I give you a proper Fozzie Bear imitation?
Yes, go ahead.
Waka waka.
That's very good.
Thank you. That's all I can do, but know your limits. It's 4-0, Tammy. I'm sorry, 3-0, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, 18 years ago, The Big Bang Theory debuted. Which university does the cast of The Big Bang Theory work for?
They go to Caltech.
Caltech is 100% correct.
Is that even a real place?
It is a real place, yes. It's a good school.
The California Institute of Technology is a very good school.
Yes.
They don't have animals.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. All right, Ashley, today Tammy beat you pretty soundly by a score of 4-0. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you.
A family 4-pack of tickets for Legoland California Resort to celebrate the Halloween season.
Yay, that's what I was going for. It's my son's birthday month still.
Oh, that's awesome, Ashley. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Ashley in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Apparently, Luke Bryan has something in common with every one of my Italian relatives at a wedding.
Boy, there's a lot to go with there, John, just from what
I've heard.
Let
me put it a different way. Luke Bryan has something in common with all my Italian relatives that have wedding gifts to give you at a wedding reception.
Okay, now I know what it means. Luke Bryan just wrapped up his tour, and he gifted people who opened for him. One of them is new artist Ashley Cook, and listen to what he gave her.
I've been a huge Luke Bryan fan for so long, and there was the last show on his tour. His tour manager said to come to his bus, so we all were hanging out, and we walked up there, and he was like, thanks for being on the road with me, Ash. Like, love you. I was like, love you too. And he just hands me an envelope. And I'm like, what is this? And I open it, and it is just a wad of cash. And he goes, don't spend it all in one place. I was like, thanks, Luke. Like, love you. See you later. I was like, this is an iconic end of tour gift. Just
wow.
A big old wad of cash.
So artists go to a lot of extremes at times to make sure that you remember the gift that they give you when you open up for them on their tour. I, for one, think this is the best possible gift you can give anyone. And yes, I am Italian. This is how I was raised.
Uh-huh.
You don't go to anybody's registry. You just give someone an envelope at a reception. Go get what you want. I prefer that. There are so many people that have problems with that.
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone would have a problem getting a wad of cash as a gift. I'm all for it.
I've gotten into so many arguments that it's impersonal, that it doesn't take any effort.
Now, I think it's even more personal because you can personalize what you're getting.
Really?
It's exactly what you want.
Especially when somebody's getting married.
Yeah.
You know, I never understood. I got into an argument at the last wedding reception I went to because I didn't go and get some elaborate gift. I didn't go to their registry. I put a bunch of cash, or as much cash as I could afford at that point, into an envelope. Go buy what you need, whether it's something practical or it's something woohoo for fun. It's your choice. It's your gift. It's your marriage. It's your life. Go ahead. Bless you.
I love it. I'm all for
it. Good, good. We are in agreement. And it's pretty fitting because we're going to hopefully give you cash another chance at noon for John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot on KSON.
That's what it sounds like at the San Diego airport when Honor Flight San Diego returns from their trip from Washington, D.C., and you are there to welcome them with cheers and love and signs and hugs.
Everybody, to a person that has attended an Honor Flight San Diego homecoming, has had their life changed for the better somehow. They've been touched. They've been reminded of, wow, thank you. Or they've been educated as to why we have our freedom. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, they are there to thank our heroes. Honor Flight San Diego's homecoming is this Sunday. Tam and I are going to be guardians on the next Honor Flight, which flies out this morning to Washington, D.C. We'll be spending 2 days with the best people in the world, these heroes that have given us our freedom, whether they're from World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. We are there to take care of them, but mostly to learn more about them, to get to know them, and to show them the respect that they have earned and deserve as they get to see the memorials built in their honor. And you get to thank them in person.
So this Sunday, you want to arrive by noon, Terminal 2. And by the way, you can park for free. Just let them know that you're part of the Honor Flight San Diego Welcome Home. And you'll be there when they come down that escalator, and you'll see so many people lined up along the sides with signs, and there's music playing, and there's current enlisted military who are there to welcome their veterans home.
I'm glad you brought that up, because my favorite thing about the homecoming is watching the young men and women who might be 18 years old, you know, brand new enlisted, mm-hmm. who are there in uniform, saluting, showing the respect, and the veterans who could be 100 years old to upper 80s years old, saluting them back, thanking these young men and women for their service. It's really a beautiful thing. And man, do we need more beautiful things in America right now? The answer is yes.
And you know what? It's a great thing to bring your kids to as well, for them to experience that and see that.
When I was a kid, Tammy, the worst thing my dad could have told me is, we're going on a Sunday drive.
Yeah.
However, if your kids are the same way, this is a great Sunday drive mm-hmm. to take them on. It's free, it's educational, it's super fun, and so inspiring. Your kids are going to flat out love it.
This Sunday, Terminal 2 will be flying in on Alaska Airlines. Be there by noon. You can park for free at the airport and help us welcome these veterans home.
You might want to bring sunglasses, too, because there might be some tears flowing. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.